Guys and girls, it's a new era. A new era has arrived. These are the No Joel Eps. And we got a big one. Okay, we're starting off hot. We're going to start off hot with a huge, huge review. We've been actually working at this one for weeks, okay?
Unbeknownst.
Unbeknownst to anybody but me and Cole. And we let Reed in.
Ooh, that's
me. She's going to be on the show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got a big one. And we're going to let you go. And we're going to let you guys know at the top of the hour.
Wait. Oh, no. Yeah! Wait a minute. That's not the song. He hasn't even played
it's
yet.
It's a whole new era.
No. It's the new era. It's huge.
I don't. Fuck.
Got you good.
All
bitch.
That and more on the review. Review.
Point! Hot point! Because I'm fucking pissed! I'm spitting pissed!
Ew, why are your lips so wet?
They are very wet.
Wouldn't you guys like to know?
No, never mind. I don't want to know at all.
He just went in there to piss. Maybe he pissed all up in his mouth.
That's right.
Did you piss in your mouth?
Just to get them all wet.
Oh, wow.
Wet and so moist.
Welcome to the Review, a show where two small town dudes in a small town chica give your big dumb opinions. I am short of the max extreme.
I am coach to the hizzle.
I'm Chaw. And sad.
And tonight we're all sad.
Yes.
We're all sad because one man's missing.
Well,
but is that true?
Oh.
Is he
yes,
missing?
One man is missing.
But he's one man's missing, but we gained another.
You're so stupid. Why is this? Why? Excuse me. And then you just look. What was that? Guys, it's 8:40.
Guys,
let's get going.
It's 8:40. The pod is starting.
Wait a minute.
I thought you were going to.
You fucker. Change your fucking clock. It's been 2 weeks since I've been in studio.
It went backwards in time. It's 8:39.
Yeah. Your clock hates itself.
We're gaining speed here, guys.
Your clock is losing self-esteem.
Well, I don't know what to tell it. Maybe you should piss in its own mouth.
That clock is not wet enough.
Make it wet.
Cole.
That's what I tell when I order an Italian beef. I say, make my beef wet.
Confidence is very sexy, so.
I like a wet Beth.
I'd like a wet Beth, please.
I like a wet Beth with sweet pep.
You look like your cornbread was not cooked in the middle. Motherfucker, you know who you are!
Motherfuckers know who you are!
Laugh emoji. God damn it.
By the way, saw that Papa John's?
Ooh, Poppy.
What?
Poppy,
did you even introduce yourself yet?
Yeah.
Yes, we're all over the pleasantries.
I was too tuned into Bluey. I saw Papa John's advertising a triple pep pizza.
What do you mean?
That's what Casey's already did.
But Casey's doesn't offer it anymore.
Oh,
you can't
shit.
Get the triple pep pizza at Casey's.
This is and a battle of the pizzerias.
I love the triple pep pizza. Those cups?
Those
crispy cups?
Oh, my God. Remember when I got fucking mixed with the pep cups?
I do remember.
You guys
want to
know something crazy?
Cups.
I've never, ever, ever bought hot food from Casey's in my life.
Cold food, though.
I think I buy hot food. I think I buy hot food on an every other day basis from Casey's. I'm not even sure if I go to Casey's every other day. Explain that. But
every other day. Hot.
I love it.
In the past, since that Casey's opened up, I've probably gone there 5 times.
Get out of fucking town.
I've been there 5 times today.
Yeah, what? Well, it's across the street from my work. I'm not going over there. I'm going home
hey,
when I leave.
Troy, top 3 hot foods from Casey's right now.
Well, I can't be involved.
Pizza.
That's not fair.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do they have hot dogs?
No.
They don't have hot dogs.
Well, what the fuck then? I'm not going.
There's no rollers. It's not a quick trip or a quick stop.
See, I never get any.
Or a quick start.
I never get there during like
come
lunch hours. I'm always there for breakfast hours.
So you're missing out on a lot.
Yeah.
So
missing
for me,
a lot.
Top
a lot.
3 in no specific order. Okay. Just a hot pizza.
A hot pizza.
Any pizza. Okay. Breakfast.
Well, no. Hot, like, lunch or dinner pizza.
Okay.
Okay. Then a hot breakfast pizza. Uh-huh. Because they're different. They're very different.
Excuse me.
And then I would go with probably their chicken sandwich with the pickles.
God, everyone's jerking off this chicken sandwich.
I have.
He jerked off into it and then he ate it afterwards with one of his own semen iced coffees.
With one of my Starbucks creams. Shaky espresso, no depressi. Anyways, Cha, how about you? Top three. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, shut up, bitch. Oh. I don't eat hot food, like, ever.
Anyways, good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Wow. Stealing my spot on the couch.
Well, I already farted.
It's not
twice.
Sunk in as much as it is when I sit on it.
Oh, wow. Is that like a skinny joke? Thank you.
Yeah, it is a skinny joke. Yeah.
I've lost 30 pounds. Thank you.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's
also, thanks for not saying fat joke.
Well,
and saying the joke was on you as a skinny person.
Wait.
I lost track of who I'm supposed to be rooting for.
Don't root for me. I'm a lost cause.
He's a piece of shit.
Go, Rita.
Look at this.
What is going on? Is that sweat?
I'm sweating so much.
You got sweaty pits?
Is that sweat? I'm literally wearing a tank top and sweating, so this is
sweat. I thought you were showing us something skinny, and instead you're just showing us your sweaty pits.
Look at
how skinny my armpit is.
Do you remember that high school teacher we had?
Probably.
Skinny armpits?
He looked like Dwight from The Office.
Dwight from The
Office. He filled in. You might not have had him. He filled in science my freshman year. So
oh, yeah. Cole's like
you
three
were
or four
school,
years older than us. So.
No, I'm a year older. Okay?
You're more than a year older than me.
I can't remember his name, but he always had yellow pits.
Oh, geez.
No, I don't remember this.
He was filling in for Wooster.
Yellow pits Murphy.
He was filling in for Wooster when Wooster was like doing college shit still.
Okay.
And we had this guy, and he'd like start writing on the fucking board, and you just look at his pits, and they're yellow stained pits.
God, he's
on a white
terrible
shirt.
On a white shirt, he always wore a fucking short sleeve button down white shirt with a tie.
This guy sounds like he sucks.
Oh, this guy was like Dwight Schrute to the max.
Yeah, well, he would have had a mustard yellow shirt on though, so he wouldn't have been able to see the pits.
Honey or
solid.
Dijon.
Neither. I like yellow mustard.
Oh my God. Did I tell you when I screamed at Levi in Subway the other day?
No, but I'd love to
tell
hear about
me.
It.
Okay. I silent screamed. And you know what I mean as a dad, a silent scream, right? Okay. Yes, exactly. So we get in there and he's all pressing on the glass. Right?
Oh,
he's like
okay.
Pushing on the glass like, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm like, stop touching the glass. Okay, you don't have to touch the glass to tell the lady what you want. Uh-huh. So.
Yeah, she knows what an onion is.
Yeah. So we finish up. I'm getting ready to check out. The lady's getting our shit. And we got one of those like new, like they have like footlong pretzels or something from Cinnabon.
Okay.
Whatever. Or Annie Ann's. And I got a fucking, I was like, oh, can I have some honey mustard with that? And because it comes with it, but she didn't get it. She's like, yeah, no problem. So she goes over to start scooping the honey mustard, like to squirt out of the bottle right into like cup.
Scoop or squirt, man?
Squirt. She scoops
she
the bottle up
scoop
with her hand.
Oh, she scooped the bottle up. Okay.
To squirt it with her hand.
The scoop
right?
And squirt. Got
and
it.
As she's going to scoop the bottle up, fucking Levi is pushing on the glass and pushes the fucking glass down.
Stop!
To where the lady had to quick jump back so her fingers didn't get smashed
Jeez.
By my son.
Holy shit.
Levi looked at me with these biggest eyes I've ever seen and starts bawling.
Oh, I bet. He,
and I look at him and go,
knew.
That's why I told you to stop touching the glass. And I look like that guy trying not to like jerk off and all the fucking memes, right? Where he's like,
trying not to jerk off.
There's like red face and the veins popping out, right? And like Levi like buries himself in my side. And I'm like, we will talk when we get in the car.
Oh my God.
And I look at him, I'm like, are you okay? I'm so sorry. Like, oh yeah, it's fine. Happens all the time. I'm like, bullshit.
It
this doesn't
all
happen
the
all
the
time.
All the time.
Maybe get your glass fixed then. What
oh
the
my,
fuck?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. How about you just fucking safeguard that from being able to do that?
Oh my God, dude.
We got in the car and I'm like, that was bullshit. Oh, I was fucking screaming at him.
I bet. God, kids are so
annoying. I think I would have lost right there.
Oh, I was fucking, I was sweating.
I probably would have, if Ben had done that, I probably would have grabbed his arm and been like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. I told you to stop!
Like, literally, there's two people behind the fucking counter, one guy that was waiting to order, and one person sitting out in the fucking booth, because of Stockton, right? Everybody fucking stops, and is like, oh my God.
Well, now the kid's crying, so it's like even more embarrassing.
Oh, he was, I was so hot.
Just someone daddy over there.
Go to the fucking car.
Yeah.
Don't even look at me.
I was like, I said, like, you want to talk about the ultimate embarrassment?
Oh my After I already told you to stop.
I had to tip her 30%.
You have to tip people at Subway?
They offer it.
Stop.
I gave it to her for that.
I told Tammy we should have a tip jar because what the fuck?
Why not?
I know. Like,
everybody
why?
Else has them.
I know.
What's your thoughts on tip jars? Should you have a tip jar down at your job,
no.
Troy?
Should I? No.
Could you?
Yes.
I could.
Yeah. I have one at my job. Just should put I put one out at my teaching job, too?
After they're done paying, just put your hand out again.
Should I put a tip jar on my desk at school?
Yeah.
Did you think your lesson went well today,
what
kids?
What are all the 13-year-olds going to put in there? Semen.
Oh, my God.
Iced lattes.
God. What would 13-year-olds put in there? Pencil lead?
Oh, God. What would Ben put
half
in there?
Half-broken pencils. And those fucking, like, you put two
toilet.
Fingers and a thumb in. This sounds bad. You put two fingers and a thumb in and you, like, switch the letters and numbers
oh,
on the
okay.
paper.
Oh, yeah. Like
they
the...
still do that?
Yeah, just
that
recently.
That was, like, a thing when I was in school.
I don't know what you call them. I, actually, little... I do know what you call them. They're, so, one kid, this, because the other teacher
okay,
that teaches
speak.
ELA came in. She had a, she did something like 3 months ago with this, mm-hmm. right? And she called them cootie catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is what they're called.
A sixth grader came in, and I think he was fucking with me, because he goes, Mr. Havens, you want to see my coochie catcher?
Oh, dear.
And I go,
you're done.
Vincent? No, I was like, Vincent, it's a cootie catcher.
Vincent.
Not a coochie catcher. I go, coochie is a word I don't want you saying in my classroom. And he's like, oh, yeah, anyways. And then he fucking says it again. I'm like, you're a fuck.
Did you hit him in the head?
He doesn't go to school anymore. I paralyzed him.
Oh, well. That's good.
Go.
Good for him.
That's right.
Good for yeah. you. Good for everyone.
Good, times.
Good for society, honestly.
Somehow you
sounds
won
like
that.
A piece of shit.
Very good.
I won. Anyways, I've talked a lot because I'm drunk.
Uh-huh. Can you give me another one?
I would love to.
Oh, my God. I don't want any.
Read it.
While you're up,
so.
I'm going to get a news theme
Ooh,
going.
News. Oh, yes. I was thinking earlier. Okay. I can appreciate this. I can't hear you. I don't see you. All I know is the bad dog laughs. That's my favorite face of yours. I can't hear you. I don't see you now. Wrapped in your regret. What a waste of blood and sweat.
God, Wait. It's like, oh yeah, it's going now.
Oh,
now?
Well, it like just stopped doing it for a little bit. So I see it now. Oh, there,
oh,
it's
just it
playing
just needs
catch up.
Catch up. Because of the snow.
It's probably because of the snow.
Are you serious? Do we need to stop?
No, we're good.
We're good.
We're good
to go.
We're
yeah,
good.
It was just at a, it was like a, it was a
Wait,
flatlining.
Is Joel actually the tech guy?
Mm. No.
So, funny story. I actually bought a new laptop yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, okay, money bags. Piece of shit.
Went to go fire it up to get the show ready.
I need to work with wood more.
I didn't know that, like, Chromebooks could not just, like, run programs. They're only internet only.
Oh.
And I went to go, like, load up Audacity from this hard drive, and
yeah.
it won't. And
no
I'm like,
shit.
Well, fuck. So I had to drag and dust this old bitch off.
Oh, my God.
Like, half an hour before you guys showed
no
up.
No kidding.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which,
so you just bought that for nothing? Or is that just your porn thing
That's
now?
Just my porn one.
I don't want to ask how much you spent. So I bought a new laptop for school because
yeah, we heard
love
all about
where I work,
year.
But holy shit, their tech is awful.
Yeah.
Easy.
Like, I'm just used to a higher level. And then I came here, I'm like, oh, I got to step back. Anyways, I bought my own laptop. And I like my laptop. It was like $400.
This
Amazon.
Was not 400. This was like $150.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Probably that's why it doesn't run programs.
That could
yeah.
be
it's a glorified tablet.
$150.
Yeah, and I was like, well, you know, I'm only going to use it to, like, do the show. Like, I don't need to spend an arm and a leg on it.
Joke's on you.
Now you actually buy an Amazon Fire tablet for kids? Is that what you buy?
But he's going to use it for porn
break
only.
At the fucking drop of a needle.
A needle?
Yes.
Oh,
drop
really?
Of a needle. It's done.
A drop of a needle.
Next anyway, bit of news.
No, you never even... Wait.
No, that was it.
Oh.
That was it.
Just Planet of the Apes. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. 144 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to cancel this.
Wait, what the hell is going on
What's
over
happening?
There?
What's happening?
Troy.
I tried moving something and then it just paused.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Technical difficulties.
We're trying here.
Hold on. I know I can mute this.
I know I can do this. Are you there?
What's going
on? I don't know. Why is it gray?
Hello.
Oh, it was on the other one.
Oh my god, you are such
What happened?
Such a fucking idiot. So I had two windows open. I had the pre-show open. I was going to close it just so it saved space. And then it just like jumped to that one. I'm like, what's going on? It's not doing anything.
It was all
the other one was still also recording. This could be a rough go, guys.
So we're fine.
We're good. We're good.
Why does Joel... No. I will never give him props that he makes... No. He forgets how to play the beginning song almost every week.
Can we talk about Jules and he's not here for a second?
The news theme, are you kidding?
How much shit does he forget to do? How much shit could Joel just have ready at the drop of a hat?
Because he has no children until maybe right now.
Right now?
I don't know.
Right now.
I haven't gotten any notifications.
Let's find out. 9:42. Is it 9:40? Oh, it's only 8:39. Good.
Yeah, 8:39, I don't think.
Piece of shit, fix your fucking clock.
When is she getting induced at midnight?
Oh, God, I don't know. Do you know that?
I don't know that.
Are you in that much?
I just know
tonight. I went in at when I went to go get induced, I went in at midnight.
Oh my god.
Is that a thing? You have to go in at the witching
hour?
Because
they don't want to give you like extra days, so they put you at the beginning of the fucking day.
I see.
And
so you're going at the witching hour?
And then I had to stay like 3 more days afterwards because my blood pressure was so high they thought I was gonna die.
Jesus.
I had post eclampsia instead of pre.
Katie passed out.
Yeah, they were
like... They were getting her to the shower, and she just fucking collapsed.
Yeah, they were like, you have to take these pills, and you have to get them, like, re-upped, or you could die. And I was like, oh. I said, sure, of course I will, and I didn't. I didn't go
back.
I never went back to the hospital. And guess what? Look. I'm alive 4 years
later.
Here
she is.
I'm still
sweating
here.
And
sweating
my ass off. God. I could go for a Beff dinner right now.
A Beff dinner.
That sounds delicious.
God, something to get my dick hard.
God, Jesus Christ.
Sam Raimi.
Okay.
Oh.
Get your dick hard?
really wants to get back. The last thing he did for Marvel was the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, good movie.
I like that movie.
Never saw it.
Might have been one of the last ones I really watched.
Hmm. Anyway...
That's words.
He wants back in the game.
Okay.
He wants back in on one of the big ones. The Avengers.
Like.
Avengers Secret Wars, possibly.
Wait a minute.
What the fuck is
They're doing another Avengers?
Oh, yeah. They're going to keep churning them out until they absolutely make no money.
Why do I have no internet in your house?
They're down to $5. One matinee ticket. Yeah.
One man saw this $2 billion movie.
Oh, that's what he looks like?
Yeah. He's the guy who made, like, The Evil Dead. And... No, that's not Sam Raimi, you
Hold
stupid
on.
Asshole.
What? Yeah, way too much of a kick out of that.
Dude.
Who is that?
Samuel Raimi. Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Oh my god. He's married to Lynn Lars.
The fact that you looked up Samuel Raimi. It's not R-A-M-E-Y.
I'm gonna throw up.
He looks like he composes orchestras.
I know.
God damn it.
Holy shit. If I wasn't sweating before, I'm sweating now.
Samuel Raimi.
God, he just had a birthday.
Good for him. Sam, I like also that I was like, yeah, of course it is. And then I look over, it is not him at all.
Oh. Guys, look up Sam R-A-M-E-Y.
Sam Raimi. That guy wants to direct the new Avengers movie right there.
Holy shit.
We got a shit.
I quit.
Oh, see ya.
Oh my god.
Guys, I'm gonna keep going on. I'm gonna skip the alien bit.
Okay.
I feel like it didn't have a lot of traction.
Okay. Don't give a shit about an alien. Nope.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Okay. It's a movie that some of us saw, some of us didn't.
That's right.
A lot of people didn't see it.
I wanted to.
A lot of people didn't see it.
Cost Disney $130 million, which somehow makes me happy. You know why?
Because
they wanted that to be a hit real bad.
Sure.
And they spent a lot of money to make Harrison Ford look young for that sweet scene at the beginning.
And he did.
And guess what? Didn't pay off.
Nobody cared.
How much has it made?
I don't know.
$130
million less than what it should have to break even.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's not as much money as most movies, though, right? Or, I don't know.
I mean...
I just tried to type in Indiana Jones and autocorrected Ocean Handy.
What's that, though?
What's that? Is it anything like Samuel Raimi?
Well, Ocean Ham is a smoked meats corporation in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I might have
in Indiana?
Yep.
You can't have an Indiana business called Ocean
anything. I didn't pay my tolls.
It's O-S-S-I-A-N.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Ocean.
Like Billy
Ocean.
Yeah, similar to Billy Ocean. Yeah.
But not akin to Billie Eilish.
Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny brought in a whopping $384 million.
Well, then it made money. So you guys are stupid.
Actually, it didn't make money, okay? That is a ruse.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that some
good lead-in.
Piece of shit wrote that article.
I like it.
Now you just look stupid, Troy.
Yeah.
Because it actually was a hit and people watched it.
I fucked up. Yeah. Guys, Joker 2.
Moving on.
Way to move on. Joker 2.
I'm kind of stoked for it. We've said it before. It's going to be a musical, which I got something about musicals right after this.
I'm pumped.
I'm stoked. Wasn't stoked. Now I'm stoked. Okay?
All your news sucks for me.
Well, it's going to be out October 4th. How's that?
Oh, that's right around my kid's birthday.
Which one?
Both. They were born 10 years exactly apart, pretty much.
But not. You said pretty much.
28th yeah. and 23rd, 10 years.
Oh,
just
my
like
God.
Samuel Five Raimi.
Just like, yeah, Samuel Raimi, 23rd, 1959.
God damn. Maybe he conducted this.
Joker 2, Fale Du. Is this one with Lady Gaga?
It does have Gaga.
The gags.
Okay.
It's got gags.
I'm a big Gaga fan. Who else is in that?
Joaquin's in it.
Oh, Joaquin.
Back to being Joker.
Oh,
back at Joker.
You want to know what? I love his brother who's dead. River Phoenix was like my favorite.
What all was he in?
Stand By Me, my favorite fucking movie of all time. He was also in an Indiana Jones movie. He was young Indiana Jones.
Yeah. Shit, she knows.
Yeah,
she was
so
ready.
Fuck you. Don't act like I don't even know who he
two
is.
Two movies
and
make
he
it
died
hurt.
On my son's birthday, I think. No. But really close.
On Samuel Raimi's birthday.
He died on Halloween, didn't he?
Oh.
I don't
Club
know.
Club Viper.
No,
gross.
That's a crow thing.
No.
Fuck yeah, you're mixing Googling Brandon
it,
Lee.
It. No, he got shot to death.
I'm making shit up.
Yeah,
I'm drunk.
Shot to death.
Brandon Lee?
Oh, I thought you were talking about River Phoenix.
No,
like,
he died
what
of
the hell was
drug
wait,
in?
River Phoenix shot Brandon Lee to
yes!
death?
Oh my God, you heard it here first.
And Tupac.
Oh, no. And Biggie?
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's all a conspiracy.
He was a West Coast, East Coast, North Coast, South Coast guy?
Yes.
All the coasts.
He died on Halloween. River Phoenix did.
Spooky.
He was at a party and did too many drugs and his heart exploded.
Vincent.
Real spooky.
Vincent Price shit.
Oh, very spooky. That's a terrible Vincent Price.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. But
okay,
speaking
anyway,
of musicals.
On. Okay, musicals.
I have this list here from Collider of
ooh.
The top 10 worst musicals
okay, Cats.
Of all time. Cats is number 2.
Oh my God, when we did that
okay.
for the show.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Worst musicals.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Are we supposed to guess them?
Yes.
Okay, so I guessed Cats.
Some of these are very early on, so you probably won't get them, but a lot of them are from the 80s on.
I don't know
really?
Any musicals
yeah.
besides Cats. That's the only one I've ever watched. Well,
really?
I mean, The King and I, but I love that one. Is
yep,
that
a, that's a good one. That's considered
yeah.
a good one.
Okay, that's a good one. See, I think the ones Charlie
the
and the
Sound
Chocolate
of Music, piece of shit.
Yeah, that's
nope.
the worst one.
Nope, nope.
The worst musical.
Chitty
Chitty Bang Bang.
No, that's a good one.
I know. I just said it because you love it.
Don't tell me Greatest Showman's on there.
Greatest Showman is a good one.
Okay,
it's
good.
See, we only know good ones.
Well, it's one of my favorites. Yeah, this is hard. Can you give us hints? Sam.
Oh, yeah, give a little hint.
Number 10 is stars, what's her face from Grease? Olivia Newton-John.
Okay.
Grease 2.
No, it's not a Grease movie.
That was going to be my guess as well. Grease 2.
Planet of the Apes.
Nope. That was Charlton Heston.
Oh, Charlie Hesse.
Yeah.
Oh, C. Hess.
Chess,
if you will.
I'm clueless on this.
This is also a pop song.
From when? What year?
The 1980s.
Ew.
When Olivia Newton-John would be making
hair,
movies.
Hair.
No.
Hair.
Say it one more time. It might be it.
Rent. Landlord. Apartments.
Xanadu.
Oh.
Xanadu.
Xanadu.
Mine was better.
Yeah.
I'm always better than you.
Number 9 you won't get. I know it. It's from 1985. A Chorus Line.
Oh my god, that was my first guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Number 8 is an animated film. It's
Toy
known
Story.
As... Shut up. It's known as like one about the only like Jewish holiday movies.
8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah. I've never seen this.
No.
I didn't know it was a musical.
Adam Sandler, right?
I knew it was.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Shit, no. Okay.
Number 7 is from 1929, so I'm going to give you this one. The Broadway Melody. Apparently it stinks.
Yeah.
But not as much as number 6.
The Broadway Melody?
Yeah. Number 6 is The Apple, which I know you also wouldn't get.
But you should have said like something Cole would get as a gift from a student.
But I would have gotten the mango. I feel.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Well, here's the top 5 then. Okay. And one of them's already taken.
The mango?
Cats.
Got cats.
Mango... Keep mango out of your mind.
There's no mangoes.
There's no mangoes
there
in the rest of this.
Flamenco
fruits.
Dance? Okay.
Any fruits in this?
No fruits.
No.
Any cured hams?
No.
Okay.
Well, then I'm lost.
Yeah,
Number 5. You're not going to get that one either. It's from 2021. Have you ever heard of Dear Evan Hansen?
No.
What?
This movie came out three years ago. I've never heard
Dear
of it.
Dear Evan Hansen?
I'm looking it up right now.
And apparently it's a musical. I didn't know they still made musicals now.
No.
Unless it's like West Side Story, which...
Yeah, something that already was done.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Look up Dear Evan Hansen.
Starring Ben Platt, Colton Ryan, and Caitlin Dever.
I don't like any of that thing.
Mm-mm.
Dear Evan Hansen.
What's its Rotten Tomatoes?
62.
Rotten Tomatoes?
29.
38. Fuck.
29.
Oh,
you
fuck!
Metacritic 39. Yay.
This is number 4. Don't Stop the Music from 1980.
Please don't stop the music.
All right.
I want Rihanna on that one.
Number 3 and number 1 are both in the early 2000s.
Okay.
Number 3, Stars.
Okay.
I can't give away the names because they're in the title
Sam
of the
Raimi.
Movie.
Okay. Mork and Mindy.
They were the winner and runner-up for American Idol first season.
Oh. Clay Aiken and
no.
Ruben
Kelly
Studdard.
From Kelly to...
That one puffy-haired fuck.
Yep.
Justin.
There it is. Justin to Kelly,
from
2003.
Justin to Kelly. There you go. Okay. Wow. Oh, my God.
And number 1.
Okay.
The scary one herself. You remember this movie?
Scary?
Yeah.
Scary Spice?
Nope.
Oh.
The scary one herself.
Madonna.
Huge Christmas hit.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Huge Christmas hit.
Yeah, she has
Mariah
one.
Mariah Carey.
Yes. What was the movie she was in, though?
Oh, Back for the Holidays,
no.
Part 3.
I have no idea.
Glitter.
All I Want for Christmas. Oh, Glitter! Okay.
I don't remember this at all.
I do remember Glitter. Is it anything like a Geely?
Oh,
I think it's a lot like a Geely, actually.
Geely.
Anyway.
That was a Ben Affleck J-Lo. Back when they were together, but they're back together now. Isn't that full circle?
How do you think that works? Do you think they, like, why did they break up in the first place?
I don't remember, but they both, like, got married and had kids afterwards and then got back together.
They're so, back together now?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And that's so weird, because I feel like I would always be like, remember that time we weren't together? What the fuck were you doing?
Same.
Yeah, like, hello, if we're back together, why the fuck weren't we together?
Yeah.
I would just be fighting every day. Just
putting in...
I don't know. I have mixed reviews on that.
Oh.
I do.
Oh, super French piece of shit. Cool. Oh, where would you get a baguette?
A baguette of bit butter.
With your sauerkraut, you're Reuben.
Yeah, fermented caviar.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's probably easier.
Yeah, but you're like
think.
A different kind of person.
You're
like a, you're
different
you're
breed.
Built
I am
different.
A different.
You're
I am.
Built
I'm,
different.
I'm just a
I'm
huge
built,
jealous
I'm
bitch.
Built
so
different.
Oh.
That sounded almost
like a
fucking
a
jumbo buckets.
Like
almost
a jumbo deck.
What was it? Just you reaching deep?
That
Is that
me,
what it was?
That was me getting as deep as I can.
Oh my god. Oh. You do that's a good impression you have
thank
of jumbo
you, thank
buckets,
you, thank you.
Honestly.
Wow.
I try.
last bit of news I got.
Oh, last bit of news? Like a bit of honey?
And it's cicada news.
Ew, guys. They're screeching.
Yeah, they're gonna be coming this summer, okay?
Ooh, coming.
Coming right in Cole's coffee. And they could probably do it from far away. Because
oh, god. Those things can squirt.
Yes, they can. My bit of news is this, is that they of all the animals in the animal kingdom, the world's strongest pissers.
Oh my god!
Even beats you, sir,
yeah.
Streams a lot.
Yeah,
we were
me.
Listening to your heavy stream.
Stop!
There.
That's true. We could hear the thud of it when it first came out.
You know what? That's my B-complex vitamins I take.
Oh, my
really
God.
Really pushes my urine out of me.
Jesus. Ugh, gives you a thick stream.
It does. Gives me a big, thick stream
big
yellow
of
or...
urine. It's bright yellow. Like,
like the sun.
Glow in the
seriously,
dark.
My first three peas of the morning... Because I pee a lot because I drink a lot of water during the day.
Sure.
My first three
Please
peas in the morning are neon yellow.
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
They are.
From all the B vitamins.
From all the B complex vitamins. The B12s, the B6s.
Well, those are always
oh,
in
oh,
energy
I,
drinks and shit.
I didn't mention that also I got a big Easter basket.
Of
B
complex vitamins?
There's a big vitamin thing in there, so I got some vitamins. Not that I wasn't already taking vitamins, which I was because I don't eat.
Mm.
You gotta make it up
something. Gotta get something.
That vitamins and alcohol and progressive.
What color is your pee?
Not great.
Oh. Should you go to a doctor?
Not
as
great.
As if I would go to a doctor.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll see a doctor when I die. They'll say she's dead.
No,
no, I still
will
wouldn't.
Not, they will not care about you when you're dead.
Not
a coroner, whatever. I'm
doctor's
fine.
Ugly cousin.
Only cousins?
Oh god.
Yep. Only fans.
Only cousin.
That's for Cole. Only cousins.
This car right here
big
gets
red
my
cars.
Butt dick hard.
And my papa.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
That's it. That's all my news.
Okay.
Cool.
Got any hot scoops?
I do have one hot scoop.
Okay.
It's like a lukewarm scoop.
Okay.
Well, then you lied again.
And this is only because Chaw's on the pod tonight.
I am.
Wouldn't have even brought this up. But Tim Robinson landed a new comedy pilot on HBO. Did
I
you know about this?
Yeah, I did.
Called The Chair Company?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's got starring him, executive produced by him.
And Zach, what's his name, Cannon or whatever.
Yeah, the guy that's always... Yep.
The same... They both do I Think You Should Leave.
Yes,
so.
But new comedy pilot on HBO.
Too
to
bad they can't bring the Detroiters back. God, fucking
yeah, you love,
love
the Detroiters.
That show. I love the Detroiters. That
you
show
do.
Is so funny.
Fun fact, so I introduced Piper to fucking I Think You Should Leave on Easter Day.
on
Easter
Sunday.
Day. That's how we spent our Easter. Being lazy as fuck and watching it, she fucking loves it.
It's so good.
Love
like
it.
How if
she
you
quotes
don't,
the 55 skit all the time.
I don't even. Well, you don't. Troy gets it, but
I get it.
You no definitely watched me. Season 3 for sure.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
At least seven.
And probably
seven to eight
55 times.
Times
though.
55 burgers, 55 fries, 55
yep.
pieces, 55.
Yep.
Oh, you piece of shit. God damn it.
But yeah, so Piper's super pumped now. She loves it. She liked the Shirt Brothers skit a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Which
one.
That one's kind of hit and miss on me, but she's like, hey, Shirt Brother. It's so good. Troy gets it.
He gets it. Yeah, that one's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite either, but she loved it.
Yeah.
What other ones did she really like? She liked the ones I didn't care for.
Really?
Then I heard her listening to fucking the one that I quote all the time that you hate, Shaw. Oh. Bart Dogfuck or something.
Oh my God, I hate that one.
I heard her listening to it. He's talking about like, and the dog eats the cum. And I'm like, oh my God, Piper's listening to this. What the fuck am I doing as a father?
Yeah, not great.
Oh, shit.
It's not great.
She didn't talk about it at all. I know she's probably like, oh my God.
Well, does she know?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know what she
knows. I don't
know.
I don't want to know. I don't care.
I don't know. Same. I don't know.
Same.
Yeah.
I hate the thought.
Yeah.
Obviously, I know that. I don't want to talk about it.
I know. I know.
I have a 13-year-old son, and it's just all gross. And
Piper's
I don't.
11. She's not far behind.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have a penis.
Nope. But she has TikTok.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yep.
It's just as bad. So does Ben.
Exactly. That's all they need is the internet at their disposal.
God damn it. I did take his phone away.
Do you remember being... I'm going to go on a sidetrack here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at him and not me?
You too.
No.
So...
I'm not a boy.
I don't know why I'm looking at Troy because he doesn't have a preteen or a teen yet.
Why don't you get in that mic?
Is it not there? Oh, sorry. I don't know why I'm looking at Troy because he doesn't have a preteen or a teen yet.
Okay.
But do you remember being that age? Okay. And
13?
The internet was just coming around, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, I was catfishing people like crazy.
On you were AOL catfishing people.
Yeah, I was on AOL chats acting like I was like a fucking 25-year-old.
Okay, so
but not
I
like
was
anything
having
grossly sexual.
Oh, I was having
okay
horribly sexual IMs.
Horribly
stop
sexual
with another classmate of mine.
Oh,
in
real
seventh
people
and eighth grade.
Ooh.
Like a real person you knew.
Yeah, that we. Oh, it got bad.
That's.
It was
like
I don't know how much I'm going to reveal on the pod right now, but
do you still talk to this person to this day?
No, because she lives over in England and works for the BBC, and like I follow her on Instagram.
And her name is this.
Yeah.
No.
Her
I follow her on Instagram, but we don't. I haven't talked with her in probably like 5-6 years.
Okay.
But we were really close in middle school.
Obviously,
I pulled her back my junior year for prom.
Uh-huh.
You know who this
is.
Yeah. And we fucking, we got some horrible conversations, like really fucking bad. And I'm thinking like, okay, that was seventh, eighth grade. Like I was like 12, 13, 14.
Oh.
That's about the same age my daughter is now. And she has so much more at her disposal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it scares me.
It is scary.
But I'm also like,
a good kid though, so.
Well, I have a good kid, and God bless my mom up in heaven, but she was so much out of the house working.
Mm. Oh,
not
yeah,
a bad
same
parent, but just gone.
Yeah.
I'm more on top of my kids.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's
okay.
Easy.
Shut the fuck up. You
easy
know what I mean? But like, it's weird. I don't know. Just it totally just caught in my brain there for a second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the things that I was doing not grossly sexual, but just anything that
I was grossly sexual.
I was not. That was not my prerogative back then. It was just a fucking party and whatever. But yeah. I can't even imagine Ben
going down
that
to the local playground with a
down
fully
anywhere
a fully nude classmate.
Stop.
This was weird. I had a weird childhood.
You
seriously? We're in the same class, so it wasn't like fucked up then, right?
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. When
like, we're
I
in the
think
same class
back
at the same
of certain
time
things that I've done, I'm like, wow, that was wildly inappropriate. But when I was doing it, it was like, oh, we're kids. It's fine.
Two or three different occasions kids, in my house and outside at the school playground, this classmate was fully nude.
Wait.
Just doing stuff. Not like grossly sexual, but like, well, maybe. I don't
okay,
know.
But what? Naked at the playground.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Netflix special.
This could have been.
Naked at the playground.
Fucked up.
Before I got here, I was watching a show on Max called Mean Girl Murders, and it was pretty much all about like bullies that like murdered like
naked at the playground.
And they were totally nude, everything, and it was just a porno.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Yeah. nude cum Jesus. Shots.
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? You made it weird. I was just trying to be normal. God. So but I had
my
to make
I was trying to be normal watching my porn.
I was just not watching porn.
I wanted to get on the topic of like, do you think that like, God, like we all have kids now.
Uh-huh.
Like we have to like protect them from that. But like.
From what?
I don't know. We all ended up
their
fine.
Classmates?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I don't think I ended up fine.
You didn't, but Troy and I did. You're a guest. Troy and I did.
Yeah, I mean, I came to all that stuff like even later, probably like high school. I didn't have like the internet or anything like really.
That's
at
true.
My house.
Yeah,
but your dad was naked a lot. I know that. I've never seen him naked.
What the hell?
You don't have to keep saying it.
Gee.
But yeah, it. So I think I was pretty naive, and I think my I don't know if my kids are or not. I don't know.
It's weird, right?
Macy's pretty smart. But I think she's, I will say she's smart, but she's pretty naive, but she's only like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now, she's hold on.
Little... Stop.
So.
Don't.
Levi.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Has a tablet.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
In August, we caught him searching some very inappropriate things on that tablet.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We had to have, Katie and I had to have a conversation with him because we caught him. Red-handed, yeah. like he put the tablet down, and I just went to go close out of something, and I was like, "What is this?" And it was a search history, and it was some like not like overly obscene shit, but like stuff you would expect a 7-year-old like to be like naked girls, right?
Yeah,
but he was searching this shit up.
Okay,
so don't shit. Get yeah.
Keep
an and it's
eye.
All, you know where it starts, and this is me being a teacher too. It's all at school.
Yeah.
It's 100% at school. You can be the best parent in the world, but if you send your kid to school with other kids or daycare with other
especially
kids,
especially when they're attached to the town,
yes,
next door,
yeah, yes, but it's just it's they're going to get exposed to shit because there are shittier parents out there.
Yeah,
well, that's where I learned everything.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
that's
same.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn at school from kids that don't have that guidance at home, and they're allowed to just do whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And they bring it to school, and then you're like, oh, really? That exists? What? So, yeah. Huh. Anyways, I don't know. Total random aside there.
Yeah.
Where do we even start?
I don't even know. Parenting. There it is. I don't know.
There it is.
I can't even think of where it started.
Did you have news?
I got some news. I mean, I've got some things that I screenshotted from Snapchat earlier. Taylor Swift, a billionaire now.
Swiftie.
Oh, yeah.
She crossed the heaven's gate to billionaireism.
She deserves it.
She does. She's a beautiful woman, and she's a great songstress. She's an amazing performer, and I love her.
That's right.
I'm feeling 22. Just kidding. I feel like I'm 50. I want to die. Anyway, that's all I had about that.
There's a lot of kids that love Taylor Swift.
Wait, it was your hot scoop that brought us into that. But
was it?
I don't know. Oh my God, I read this story. Okay, I just don't even care. I'm going to tell you guys because I had to see it and hear about it. That this kid, Brian Cohey, he's now 21, but when he was 19, he like went, sought out to murder,
okay.
Found like a homeless guy, cut his head off and his hands off.
Jesus.
The only reason that anybody knew about it is because his mom was like trying to clean his room and was like went in his closet and like found this Tupperware and like opened it and there was like a bag within a bag within a bag and she's like, what the fuck is this? She like took it out and she's like, oh, there's a guy that he killed.
God.
He was 69.
His head's still on.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's not a good head either. Like, he's pretty ugly, so... he's dead now, all right.
He's no what Samuel Raimi.
But anyway, yeah. So he was just, like, pretty much like, yeah, I just wanted to murder somebody, so I just found a homeless guy.
Oh, shit. What happened to him? He in jail?
I don't know. I think he went to jail. He was found guilty of 2 counts of tampering with a dead body and tampering with evidence. I don't know.
Wait, so...
Holy shit. And murder.
Oh, he was stabbing his neck a lot. I don't know.
Sorry.
He pled insanity.
Oh,
how
yeah,
can you
right.
plead insanity Shut. When you said you were wanted to kill somebody?
Is this a rule? Like, no, a law. Like, if you murder somebody and then you, like, chop the hands off, Is that tampering with a dead body?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, like, he was already dead. You didn't have to cut his head off and his hands off.
What if his hands were first?
Oh.
No, they weren't, though. He stabbed him in the neck over and over while the guy was like, what are you doing? Why? Stop.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
This is what I read earlier.
Oh, my God.
This is why your life is your life.
I think so. He was looking to kill a homeless person or a prostitute under the assumption that no one would miss them.
Jesus.
What? I'm just reading words.
I hate this.
Well, guess what, Cole? You're going to love this one.
Oh, great.
Shakira is single and loving it.
Oh, my God.
We're just talking about her. She enjoys getting a kiss from a male companion at the Miami Open. Well, you better get
I was
in
just
there.
Holy underneath shit. Her clothes.
Oh,
man. Uh-oh.
Is he naked under that sweater?
Holy shit. Is that you?
It's me.
Blue polo for Easter.
That's Look right.
You can tell by the how heavy his stream is.
It's quite bright and heavy.
Shannon Doherty, I don't know if you guys know, but she's got cancer.
Oh. Yeah. Wow, way to bring down the mood. Death, single Shakira, cancer.
No, but she's... It reminded what? Me
she's
of,
fine? No.
It
she's
reminded
not.
Me of the Bob Barker I'm ready to die because it says I'm ready for death.
So, oh my God.
She has accepted it.
Wait, isn't she supposed to be in a Scream movie? Or is that somebody else I'm thinking
Shannon,
about?
I don't know.
Wait, what's Shannon Doherty in?
I don't know, Ooh. Charmed or something. I have no idea.
I don't know, but she's ready for death.
She's ready. She's just ready to go.
She's got a plot right next to Bob Barker.
Oh,
she's
my
52?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, why don't you just fucking punch the thing? It startled me so badly.
What the fuck?
I didn't mean to. Okay.
All right. Shannon Doherty got her filmography here.
All right, let's see.
Here. Oh, God. Naked Gun 33 and a third, the final insult. Mallrats.
Come on, she's been in other
Jay
stuff.
And Silent Bob Strike Back. She's more of a TV person.
Oh, okay. So she was in Charmed.
Was it Charmed?
She was in, hold on. The new Leave It to Beaver?
Stop.
Just kidding. She's in Beverly Hills 90210.
Okay.
As Brenda.
Why do I think she's in Charmed? Who am I thinking of?
Hold on, she might be.
Charmed.
What hold the on. Fuck is Charmed anyways?
Is it a witch show?
Oh, Charmed.
Yes!
98 Fuck to yeah. 01.
Yes!
She,
I knew
she
it!
She was Prue. Oh, Prue Hallowell.
Prue.
Hallowell. Sounds like a bitch.
Sounds like a complete
ready to die!
She was in Riverdale. Latest.
Okay. Oh, I did watch a little bit of Riverdale.
Yep. Also in Shannon Doherty, I'm Ready to Die.
No, I'm ready for death. It's different.
Sorry.
Right. I also found a list of words that are cool to say now when, you know, kids that you teach and stuff.
Lit, sus,
no,
bussin.
Lit is on the not coolest anymore.
Oh, I know, because I say it and they all go, oh my God, Mr. Hagman, they're so
yeah.
not cool.
Ben said that when you did the so shake your dreads, cool. he said it was, shake your dreads was like a 24-hour thing.
Yep, and I did it once.
I know, and he
and
said.
And it was great.
It was already
because he
over.
Was like, oh my God.
Shake your dreads.
Yeah, and it was great. Yep.
That's all
You're the one who actually killed it, actually.
That's okay.
Yeah, you killed Shake Your Dreads.
I will kill all
so
fucking
cool
things.
So I'm
going to
let you guys know the words that are in right now.
Okay.
Low key. All
right.
Okay.
High key. Never heard that one.
Mm. That's dumb.
That's weird.
These are
that's
lazy.
A common thing.
Do it for the plot.
Okay.
Do all it right. for the plot. Oh,
that's
I like
fire.
That as a literature teacher.
That's fire.
That's fire. Still in. Okay.
She's a 10. I assume it's about me.
This
I don't...
is kind of normal. Okay.
odd.
What are these words?
No,
these are
odd
just normal.
Have, like, a different meaning.
Beef or Beth.
Beth.
If you will.
These are Merriam-Webster dictionary words, okay?
No shade. You when, ate that.
When is this? What's the date on this list?
Period. No, I'm telling you right now, these are things that my kid says, and it sucks.
These are common things, though.
Regular words.
No, like, but they
says,
mean something different.
But someone says,
I asked you,
okay,
and you just went on with the list.
Yeah,
odd.
What, odd. I think it's like a, I don't know.
When something say, seems strange.
Yeah, it's just a little bit off-putting. No, you just, I don't know. I
These
don't
are
know.
Common.
Words that are out. Sus. Sus is done. Cap. YOLO. Lit. Dime. Cringe and Slay. I can't believe Slay is gone.
Oh yeah, huh. That one's been gone. I could see that being gone.
People,
yeah.
I hear people say Slay.
Slay queen.
Yeah, Slay queen. Yes, queen. So I'm just trying to keep up with this stuff because my kid says Skibbity toilet.
Oh yeah, Skibbity toilet's a big one.
Stigma.
Skibbity toilet's in my house.
Is it?
Oh yeah, yeah, is it? All right. Oh yeah, yeah. Skibbity. Skibbity. And skib, anything, you just can replace any word with skib.
Yeah.
It's a Drake. He says Drake as just what the Drake.
Yeah, yeah, Drake's a big one.
Because of Drake's penis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Long
yeah.
dong.
Yeah. He took a picture of the Sears Tower when they were down in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and he said, look at this Drake. So
I'm pretty sure I could make a better list than that just listening to my students for a day.
I don't know. It was a teacher that made
that's
the list.
That's a stupid list.
Well, the
that's
teacher made the teacher. List.
It's where's that teacher teaching?
Well, you know what? You want to know what? I want to do it for this guy.
God damn it.
God.
I fuck do have a bit, guy. Though.
Oh, another one?
Fuck! Yes, a real one. It's...
Oh, this guy didn't count. He only lost his head and hands.
That's why I killed him.
No one thought he'd care.
Nobody would Stop. No, but for real, I do have a bit. What's
I don't have the bits thing.
No, that's okay. But the heckler from Happy Gilmore died.
Oh shit.
Joe.
You wanna go to Red Lobster?
Yeah, Joe Fleury.
Really?
You change your mind, I'll be Red Lobster. Yeah, so he did a bunch of other stuff. He was in Freaks and Geeks. I didn't know him from really anything except for being the heckler in Happy Gilmore, but I'm just saying, that's all I knew him from. I wasn't trying to
That's probably the only thing I know him from.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Asshole.
You suck, you jackass. Joe Flaherty dies at 82.
Shit, I was going to pull up the Chaz Bits theme. I have that.
No, this is a real bit. Not, okay, not a rapper got shot in the neck while he was driving his kids to the zoo.
Although, since you're on the pod.
I'm drunk as fuck, Rita. Please don't take this literally at all. But fuck you, you pregnant bitch. Come on.
Now, backstory.
My favorite part of that is, come on!
Come on!
Come on, Shelly!
That night I was fucking 8 months pregnant and won all that money at the casino, and I told you and Joel about it. And then you send me that because I said I wasn't going to give you money.
Come on!
Fuck you, you pregnant bitch! Come on!
Come on!
Come on, Shelly!
It's almost 3 years old at this point. Good shit.
Yeah, no, four. I was pregnant 4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm going to go take a piss.
Oh, we're going to listen.
Tell us what color it is.
It's going to be
fucking... Hope your stream is heavy.
As brown as I was when I was born.
Oh, my... What?
Because I'm Mexican.
Half Mexican.
Oh, my God. Thank God she's out of the room.
Now we can really talk.
Yeah, no
penises and stuff.
Oh my God, no. I saw one more school just called off.
God
damn it. It's becoming a real thing.
I can't find my phone. Here it is.
We'll see, though. I don't know. Our school's kind of a pain about calling off.
Yeah, they'll probably do like a half day or some shit. Some super annoying
You know,
shit
if I get
tomorrow.
To sleep in, I'd be fine with that. I'm four beers deep.
Hey. We did get some mail tonight.
Did we?
Did you want to open up that mailbag?
You know what? If you're asking, then yes, I do.
All right. Well,
if you weren't going to ask, I was going to forget. So, but allow me. Oh. Hey.
Whoa. I just pulled out this letter here.
This feels really good to be out in the open.
Wait, you were in the bag?
Oh my God, Jumbo's here?
I was underneath that stack of letters, you piece of shit.
Oh my.
Have you been sharing the same space as Dirt?
Down in his hole?
Can I tell you something about that guy?
Please do.
He's a racist.
Mm.
I really, that does not surprise me.
He's from the big pot portion?
No, big stick.
Oh, that's right. Big stick portion. That guy, he's a fucking dick.
Wow,
and I
Jumbo.
And I don't like to use my words so harshly, but that guy, he can go suck a fucking dick.
Okay, listen, I feel like Jumbo has got a zipper that we need to unzip, and that's not Jumbo, because he doesn't talk like this.
Wait a minute.
Wait, you get can over see here. It?
Get over here.
Hey, you...
Get over! Quit squirming! Quit squirming!
You can see my giant. You can see my. Stop touching me!
I can't hold his legs.
Stop!
Well, who is he? He wasn't Jumbo.
Oh no! It was just an empty husk. Oh my god! The skin just fell down and nothing was there. Oh no!
Well, Jumbo.
I think we just killed him.
Yeah, I think. Did Paul Spoon come back and suck the soul out of Jumbo Bucket?
Oh my lord! If we zip him back up, will he reinflate?
Yeah, maybe we should zip Jumbo back together. Get him back here. I feel so terrible.
Here, let me just.
What the fuck just
Jumbo? We're so sorry. It's
oh my god!
It's a common thing around.
Shit!
Here.
I gotta get out of the way.
Hello.
What?
Oh my god!
Jumbo, I've been waiting for you for so long.
Tiny, this is like hell or heaven on earth.
I feel in my heart. The last time I was here, I went down to that Titanic submarine to help those people. And I'll tell you what, I just got back.
I thought you imploded.
I did. I had too much Taco Bell.
Oh.
And my poop went.
Your poop went?
I've been there.
Oh, what? No.
Hold on. Don't cry now. What happened to your turds?
They went from the outside to the inside. I don't know what happened. It came out my ears.
God.
I've had that happen.
You've had that? That's because we're siblings. I can't say you're my brother and I'm not your sister. I'm a them.
I had that happen on the Eisenhower Expressway once.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. And I remember I was in the back of the pickup truck.
I had to have Johnny, Dad, Pa, you know. I had to have him pull over so I could wipe my butt with my underwear.
Johnny ain't my dad. That piece of shit. I'm on Amber's side.
Easy. Tiny, no, easy now, no, Tiny.
No, no.
Tiny, easy. No.
Johnny Depp is a piece of garbage.
Don't you talk about Paul like that.
He hit me.
He's helped me so much. He's helped me with my...
I'm pregnant.
What? Oh my God.
How?
Breaking news.
It's Johnny's...
What? Wait.
He's... That kind of man.
Oh my God.
No.
And you love him. You defended him.
Tiny.
No.
I need time to think about this.
Guys, that was...
Jeez.
Absolutely wild.
Where are they going?
Yeah, well, I heard they were going to Rockford to get a schmishmorton.
And then...
I don't know.
And as all the listeners know, that's an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, well, you gotta do what you gotta do when you
we
don't...
We Googled it, okay?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. We don't need any tiny buckets.
And is Red Cooler driving them with that weird arm?
That
one arm that's very huge?
Yeah.
I mean, he drives really well with it. The other arm, not so much. I think that's what the problem is.
The other arm
he hasn't have.
It's
he
out
have
the
tone.
Window right now, like a noodle just flapping in the wind.
He's got one Popeye arm and one olive oil arm.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God, he's Popeyeing and he's olive oiling.
Yeah. God, at least not poop just deck like, Papian.
No.
Oh,
nobody's
holy shit.
Well, do you guys want to get into a little bit of listener mail?
Oh, sure.
I do. I also want to talk about WrestleMania.
Okay.
This fucking weekend, really quick, because it's going to be fucking badass.
Let's do it.
So, they have on Saturday night, The Rock is coming back to WWE. Now, he's been back for like the last 2 months, but he's getting back in the thick of things.
I actually heard what he was smelling, and it was a Beth dinner.
No, stop it. God damn it. So, actually, there's a lot of controversy. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to get deep into wrestling lore here, okay?
Deep.
So, The Rock.
How does he make his cornbread?
Well, he uses duck eggs, okay?
Motherfucker, you know who you are!
You know who you are, okay? You gotta listen to the pre-show, guys.
Yeah, it was so, something.
Fucking, he's getting in a lot of heat right now because he is using language that no one else is, like, allowed to use.
Like skibbity.
Not skibbity. He told the whole, like, crowd, I don't know where they were, Philadelphia somewhere a few weeks ago, that they all smoke crack.
Holy shit.
Which, on WWE, so since 2008, WWE has been PG, right? Yeah. But now in 2025, they're going to Netflix. And the big thing is, like...
They talk about crack.
Well, as they go to Netflix, they're starting to get a little racier.
Okay.
So the big rumor is like, that was good. That was good. I feel like I have you guys by the balls. Well, by the vagin balls. But well, so
that's debatable.
They are talking about how, like, as they approach Netflix, like, they're gonna pull back this PG shit, and The Rock is kind of really forefronting it because, along with the smoking crack comment,
Jesus Christ.
Last week he was on TV and like, it was off TV. It was on Twitter. But he was beating Cody Rhodes with a belt, whipping him in the back. And, like, they showed, like, the producers yelling, like, all right, that's a wrap. We're good. We're off air. And he goes, no, the fuck you're off air.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, he's dropping F-bombs left and right.
Oh, cracking it up.
Telling fans to stop smoking crack. Like,
fucking and cracking.
WWE's on a fucking high right now.
Nothing like fucking a crack.
So I'm super pumped for Mania this weekend.
Okay. Yeah. I actually am, too. I'm excited for this party.
It's going to be good.
I'm going to be...
I'm going to be up there on Sunday.
What time?
When it starts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have no idea when.
He's there
be
for
there.
The whole shebang.
Okay, well, I'm coming back from Milwaukee, and I don't know.
Are you bringing Elaine?
Is he riding your back?
No, I'm not. No. Like, my God.
Are you going to be on your shoulders
I
the whole way?
I don't have a body anymore.
But it should be good. Should be a fun fucking time. What are you pointing at?
A beer?
Oh.
I literally pointed
behind
you.
Did you get done with that candy cane nitro?
You want this beer?
Yeah.
Wait,
no, there's literally there's go? One on the floor. But you put my beers on the floor and not
well,
in the fridge.
I put beers in here for you.
Okay, then grab me one. What the fuck? I didn't realize that a point and a like beer signal would be cause so much mayhem.
She did do the beer signal.
Oh, I'm
literally went like this.
What? That's not the beer symbol. That's the hang 10 symbol.
When you put it by your mouth, that
did
looks
you do
like
this
a...
though?
I was like, ah. I well, forgot. That, it made it seem like I was
that's
going
a late
surfing.
Night Rita Snapchat symbol.
Okay. All right. Listener mail, who the hell?
Medicine.
Did anybody even write in?
We had two.
What do we got?
Two letters.
Two.
Letters?
I feel like I've heard this before.
We have a letter and a voicemail.
Ooh.
Voicemail.
What?
Subject
Gelman?
Line, I was given a task from Gelman.
Ooh.
And here it is. Oh, God.
Yeah!
I gotta press that again. I dropped my phone.
And I screamed.
Piece of shit.
Loser.
What?
That oh, made
my.
It.
Hold on.
I made it.
Go. Not on the show this week.
Let
here we
finish.
Go.
And I have literally no idea what you guys are going to do. But I was still given a task, so I'm a man of my word. Guys, this is the 6 degrees of separation between Cole and Kevin Bacon. Cole was in a segment on Zao Alive Presents All Aboard with The Godfather. Mm-hmm. The Godfather also had a match with The Undertaker, a.k.a. Mark Calloway, on the November 1st, 1998 edition of Sunday Night Heat.
That was the only match that I've ever had.
Ever.
In a movie called Suburban Commando alongside Christopher Lloyd.
They definitely weren't in the Bone Street Crew backstage group.
In a movie called Back to the Future with Aaliyah Thompson. Starring in a movie called Little Rascals with Reba McEntire.
Ooh,
Reba McEntire appearing in a movie... Tremors, starring the one and only Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
There you go, guys. Mm. You're welcome.
Oh, Bacon.
Now, boom. Kevin Bacon and I are brothers.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's what it is.
Yep.
Now you have Kevin to do me.
Cole Russell Bacon.
Your middle name is Russell?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's Jordan's middle name.
Yeah?
You would have had to know that, right? Before now? Mm. You being so tight?
Oh. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Easy.
That,
that came off way worse. Okay.
Easy now. Oh.
Anyway, no, I don't feel in my heart that I knew. Actually, I think we talked about it when we were driving to Galena the other day when we got struck by lightning.
It was actually literally at the brewery about 3 hours ago.
You said your middle name is Russell? That's a lie, Jerry.
It's not Jerry.
It's from an SNL skit.
Oh. Speaking of SNL, I showed my kids the...
Which ones? The ones you bore or the ones at school?
Oh, the ones I bore.
Okay.
I showed Piper and Levi... the lay off me, I'm starving skit. They didn't find that so funny.
Yeah.
What they did find funny was the Lunch Ladyland skit with Adam Sandler and Chris Farley.
Yep, that's a good one.
And I was cracking up rewatching. If you haven't watched in a while, rewatch it. Chris Farley dancing with all the different types of food is the best thing ever.
I have not watched that in a long time.
Oh my God. When he starts dancing with like the Sloppy Joe, it's so fucking good.
I also like, too, that, like, Adam Sandler's completely breaking and, like, fucking not, can't handle the Chris Farley-ness
it's
of it.
It's amazing. Chris Farley and his fucking, like, knee-high garters.
Big-ass mole.
Yeah, just throwing his hands in the air to Lunch Lady Land. Like, oh, my God, it's so good.
Good.
I also use that every day. I shouldn't say every day. Every week or two when we have barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it Sloppy Joe on purpose.
Oh my God, so do we.
And
at
I say, all right, guys, who's having Sloppy Joe? And the kids raise their hand for it, and I go, do you like it real sloppy?
Just the worst teacher.
Oh, yeah, none of them know what the fuck I mean. And then I have to every time say, you guys got to watch SNL, right? So 94, it's great.
94?
But that was the second part. That's from...
The real sloppy
Billy
not,
Madison.
Yes, the real sloppy is not from Lunch Lady Land, but Sloppy Joe is from Lunch Lady
there
Land.
There you go. Okay.
So I'm combining them, but it's so good.
Both Adam Sandler.
Both Adam Sandler.
You
both
get a pass.
Timeless.
Timeless. Is that what we're calling
also,
it?
Elizabeth and I are going to be watching Happy Gilmore here sometime soon.
Ooh, that's a good one.
My pick. My pick. We're going to be watching Happy
R.I.P. Heckler.
That's
right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Call back.
Yeah.
Reference to 17 hours ago.
Yeah. Speaking of, we got a letter from Elizabeth.
The heckler? Oh, from Elizabeth. Oh.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Here
not
we go.
Elizabeth dead? What? No.
Subject
dead
line.
At 72. No.
Ghost Watch brought that up last week.
Ooh.
That's right. Hey, guys. Just a quick one to let Bucky know that I absolutely do not remember Ghost Watch when it came out because I would have been 4 years old.
Oh,
however, I do remember it on a countdown from the 100 scariest moments in TV and film, which my siblings and I watched way too young, and I feel like I've always known about Ghost Watch.
Ghost Watch.
I've heard it talked about on a couple of horror podcasts, and I'm impressed it's now dripping,
if you will,
into American movie podcasts, too. If Bucky feels like being depressed, he can Google the teenage boy who committed suicide after watching it. I think
that's horrible.
They talked about on the Year in Horror Pod, therefore there was a lot of controversy after it aired.
I feel like you said controversy.
I tried to say controversy, but I couldn't do it once it got there. Love you guys. Sorry I haven't been writing in much. I'm sure Cole has told you how busy I've been, but since Joel asked specifically for me and Jude to write in, I felt like it was my duty. Bye! Sign Elizabeth, XO Ghost, XO Blackheart, XO Kisses.
I call the X's. And the kisses.
Call the Blackheart?
For your Cole Blackheart?
Yes, because I have a black heart and a black lung.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
I'm dying.
Been down the coal mines?
Yep. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
The
country?
I'm going to take the spooky ghost.
No.
Oh, the spooky ghost.
Song plays
well, I'll be kissing.
Wiggly.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Colby kissing.
Nah, bring it on.
Hashtag Colby kissing.
Bring it on.
That reminds me. I had a character that I wanted to do, but I'm... I mean, a character drop in, but...
Yeah. Oh, shit! What?
Somebody actually almost just showed up.
Easy now. Easy.
But, then I'll have to Maybe next week somebody will show up.
You want to drink some medicine?
No.
No.
I don't really want to. That fucking shit sucks. The one sniff of it I had just now.
It's supposed to be a kitty cocktail?
Yeah, it's super. It's like straight grenadine, I think.
That's
smell it. Just smell
Let
it.
Let me give me a sniff.
Yeah.
Give me a sniffer.
Give me a smell of that.
Jesus, Murphy! The show's canceled.
The month is canceled.
We're done.
Guys, speaking of this month, No Joel month, biggest month we've ever done. Okay,
big, huge,
huge month. Huge.
Where's the Don been?
That's a good question.
God, I want the Don.
He's been in court a lot.
Oh, that's true. He's been a lot of lawsuits.
So unbeknownst to Joel, Cole and I have been playing on this for a while, and we're getting down to the big guns. We let Rita in on it
because
we knew she was going to be guest one.
Ooh.
And we hit her with a big one. Ben-Hur.
Oh, but have you looked at the time lately? Have you looked at your laptop? That thing's about to run out of battery.
It's smoking right now.
Oh my god.
Wait, what are we going to cover?
We watched Ben-Hur.
But this is smoking.
We cannot let this go. I have so many flammable objects in this room. We need to shut this down.
I'm already upset.
And yellow, blue, gray, and white Marvel comic book is on fire.
Everything's on fire.
Rita's already sweaty enough.
The goon volume 1-5 is flaming.
Not the goon.
The goon.
Somebody pull the fire escape alarm. Wait.
Rita's pits aren't even sweaty anymore. It's so hot in here. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Just evaporating immediately.
They melted off.
So we'll have to get to that next week.
We will. Aw,
dang
to
it.
We'll have to put, sorry, Rita. We sorry.
My grade.
And we don't even know it. So,
yeah, and you never will.
We don't want to leave
what?
That.
Write in next week with
my
your review.
Ben-Hur. Okay.
Of Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely we'll do that.
We'll get to it. Yes. And then, our guests for next week, we'll get them on it. And we'll just have like a shit stack of grades. And when we finally get to Ben-Hur.
A shit stack.
Yeah.
A big, big old
really
shit
hot.
Stack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. So we should probably do our sign-offs and then get the hell out of here.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Cole, where can they find you?
You can find me at Bluey at... on the X, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. That's at Coach Havens /Bluey.
Enough!
Where can they find
Jesus
you, Cha?
Jesus Christ. You can find me on X at Rita Schoenfeld because my name sucks. You can find me on Snapchat at PeterPocket14. You can find me on Instagram at Raimundo Cha.
Oh, shit.
And that's it.
I think you can change Twitter handles.
Yeah, well, I could change a lot of things in my life, but I'm not going to.
Touche. Oh.
Troy, where can they find you?
Nobody likes
They can
school.
Find me at Troy to the Max Extreme on Instagram.
Are you coming While to there, right now?
You can find us at Review Review Podcast. And if you want to write into the show, do that at ReviewReviewPod@gmail.com.
I hate... literally everything about this.
That was so good.
I came here to forget my children, and now
that was so good.
Is Bluey on at your house? Is that a big?
Charlotte does watch Bluey sometimes. But she's literally obsessed with Paw Patrol.
My kids like the Paw Patrol movies, not the show.
No,
Paw Patrol,
not Paw Patrol. The movie, just the show. I'm like, okay, bro, I don't care what you do on your tablet, just. No, we're not going to go back to that.
Okay.
I just mean, she's still on Amazon Kids. She can't do anything creepy like Cole was with several people that may or may not even be lesbians.
Wow.
Well, that's going to do it for the show, I think. Ben-Hur next week. Thanks, Rita, for stopping by. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.